Veterans Day is Tuesday, so why not raise a glass of wine to the men and women who have fought for our country?
Well, let's check in with WTOP's Wine of the Week guy and syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Hillary.
So how did you collect a bunch of wines for Veterans Day?
Well, I thought it would be fun to open a bottle and toast our veterans with wines that not only acknowledge the men and women in uniform, but reward them as well by saluting wineries that are either owned by or donate proceeds to veterans.
Ah.
Very good. Well, let's start in Washington State. We have one winemaker's roots running deep, both figuratively and literally.
That's right. His ancestors, this is Rob Mercer, his ancestors fought under George Washington, and then his family is in Washington State. I think that's kind of cool. And they're the fifth generation of grape growers in Washington State. 100% of the fruit for the 2013 Mercer Estates Viognier comes from the Culloden Vineyard located in the Horsehaven Hills. This wine is just bursting with aromas of cantaloupe, a little lychee, and banana. And the palate, the wine is just initially full, round, and fat, and just leads to a clean, crisp finish. I love the rich mouthfeel, bright acidity, just makes a great combination. It's so difficult to set this wine down. As you both know, I'm a big fan of Viognier, and for $18, I'm willing to salute our veterans with this one.
Mm-hmm. All right, so in California, there's a winery that I guess is owned by a U.S. Marine combat vet. Tell
us
about
that. Josh Lane. He branded Valor Winery in 2007 and then actually established the winery in 2011. His 2010 Valor Winery Livermore Valley Cabernet Sauvignon from Livermore, California, is a delicious combination of dark fruit flavors, including jammy blackberry and dark cherry and cassis. You know, it's sort of reminiscent of like making those preserves on the stove. You get that really beautiful aroma. And then there's these underpinnings of black pepper and some baking spices. Really adds a nice depth and character to it. Best of all, a remarkable value at $16.
Okay, now you've got some wines from vineyards that make clear their commitments to honor and bravery. Tell us about that.
That's right. In 2010, Jim and Yvonne Herson founded Bravery Cellar, whose motto is honoring heroes and serving veterans. I love it. Each of the Bravery Cellar wines is dedicated actually to a specific hero, and they donate a lot of their profits to programs which benefit veterans and their families. So, for example, the 2011 Bravery Cellar Chardonnay from Dry Creek Valley honors hospitalman Kenneth Long, United States Navy, August 7th, 1952. See, so it actually is honoring someone specifically. It's a beautiful Chardonnay, succulent, nicely balanced, goes with beautiful, with a lot of different things, wonderful fruit aromas of citrus, green apple, hint of melon and tropical fruit. And again, I like this really refreshing and crisp and silky texture. It's just a perfect foil to seafood. Best of all, $24.
Nice. Thank you so much, Scott. Happy weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Scott Greenberg, syndicated wine columnist. If you'd like to know what wine to drink with your next meal, check out Scott's wine recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.